Kurt Fonseca from the Juniper Hotel Bistro. How are you doing today?
Excellent. And yourself?
Good. I just want to say big congratulations. You're the big winners of the Bow Valley Taste Off for Best Breakfast. Must feel pretty good.
Yeah, thank you. We're quite excited about it. Like I mentioned before the contest started, that we put a lot of work into it, and we're quite proud of the dishes that we're putting out, so we're very excited to win Best Breakfast.
There was some talk about how you've done some work in your kitchen over the last few months. It sounds like things are really on track at the Bistro right now.
Yeah, it's certainly paying off. It's nice to be rewarded with the hard work that everybody's put in, from the front of the house, the servers, and even the kitchen, and the chefs with the menus that he's putting together.
What was the secret to winning the big taste-off contest here?
I think maybe just using fresh ingredients, and I think the passion from the chefs shown through in the dish.
And what kind of feedback were you guys getting about the smoked salmon eggs, Benny?
A lot of positive reviews. Everybody seemed to like it. I guess they did, because we won. But yeah, very positive reviews. Everybody seemed to like it. And not just the eggs, Benny. We got some people tried some of the other items on our menu, and great reviews across the board. So that was very rewarding.
Fantastic. Are you open for breakfast every day?
Yes, we're open for breakfast from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. every morning, except for on Sundays, we're open till 1.
And then you do après-ski and dinner as well?
We're open for après-ski at 3 o'clock, and then dinner starts at 5. And then starting May 8th, we'll be switching to our summer hours, which will be open essentially all day from 7 a.m. straight through till 10 o'clock at night.
Fantastic. The Smoked Salmon Eggs Benny at the Juniper Hotel Bistro, the winner of the Bow Valley Taste Off for Best Breakfast, Kurt Fonseca, General Manager. Thanks so much, and congratulations again.
Thank you, Rob.